So the Kovno ghetto is finally liberated. And a prominent member of the Kovno ghetto who survived comes to Ephraim Oshri with the following story in this dilemma. He had a prized Sefer Torah in his family that for 300 years they passed it down from generation to generation to generation. It was a beautiful, huge, ornate Sefer Torah. And the Sefer Torah also had a mantle, a cover, which was also gorgeous fabric woven. He goes on to explain and understand all the weaving and the beauty of this mantle of the Sefer Torah. Unfortunately, I'll read to you what happened. Vine bimei hashmad v'azam, during this horrible period of destruction, kishiyotza ketzef meitzar rotzchim arurim al sifrei Torah befrat, sifrei HaKodesh b'chlal, v'natzis yimach shemom, went around to try to find all the Sifrei Torah. They forced the father of this questioner. They beat him. He had to burn his own Sefer Torah. Verak, the only thing that survived was the Mi'il HaKodesh, this beautiful cover. He gave risked his life to hide it. To hide it from the Nazis, he hid the mantle somewhere, and after the war, he was able to retrieve it. It will be his legacy, his family legacy. They carried the Torah around for 300 years. Rachmanu Litzlan, the Torah is not there, but they have this beautiful mantle. Okay, so what's the question? What did he want to do with the mantle? He wanted to use it for another Sefer Torah. So he went around, and there was only a few Sefer Torah that survived the Kovno ghetto. And then these days after liberation, he's trying to fit it on all the Sefer Torah, but it's too big. It's too big. So he asks the Rav Oshri of a following Shaila. He says he wants this mantle, this cover, to be a mezkeres betoch mishpachto mesugelis teferzu. He wants to be a legacy. Can he do the following? Can he take this covering, this mi'il hazela, echon misifrei Torah hanitzu v'ma'achar shiatamis midoso v'midas sefer Torah? He'll cut it in half, or he'll cut it a piece off. He'll fit it to the smaller sefer Torah. And what's he going to do with the odef, the extra? He says, "V'yasimen who kissed tefillin with Noah bar mitzvah." He'll make it, it's a tefillin shir, no? He'll make it for a tefillin cover for his, whatever, of the bag for his son. Is this permitted or not? Is it malin b'kodesh below marid? And you only go up in Kedusha, taking something which is on a Sefer Torah for a tefillin bag is lowering the level of Kedusha. So the Gemara in Megillah says Rabbi Shri, that Malam B'Kodesh Vlei Moridin. We don't sell lower, we sell higher. In other words, you could take a higher level of Kedusha and make it even higher than that. But you can't take a highest level and go down in level of Kedusha. So simply put, you would not be allowed to take this Me'il, make something else out of it if it was used for a Sefer Torah. Now there is a Mordechai which says, well, there are some exceptions. One exception is if you have a Dvar Mitzvah. If something is used for a Dvar Mitzvah, it's not a Tashmishe Kedusha. It's not like a Kedusha item on something which is used for a Mitzvah. It's the Mitzvah itself. You could exchange one use of something for one Mitzvah. You could exchange it to use for a different Mitzvah, even if that Mitzvah is a lower level. However, this mantle is not that. It's a Tashmishe Kedusha. It's something which is used, an ornament, used for Dover Kodesh, the Sefer Torah. So seemingly put, you wouldn't be allowed to rely on Miss Mordechai. Now the Eshu Avram cites the Beis Yehuda, who says expressly that you can't use a worn-out Sefer Torah cover to hold tefillin. This is a violation of Malam B'Kodesh Vol Maridin. You're going Maridin, you're not going to go down. The Sefer Stechemet says the same thing. Rav Bamberger in the Zecher Simcha talks about this beautiful mantle of a Sefer Torah, which for 2 years was used for a beautiful Sefer Torah, now wants to be used for a tefillin. He says it's very simple. Malin v'kodesh v'lo maridin. You cannot use it for a tefillin. But I have 3 minutes left. So, Nu, what's the leniency? Any heter you could think of? So Rav Oshri suggests maybe there's a taz that could help us out. The Taz says, yeah, you always know it's scary when the Taz starts off like this. Lue mistapina. If I wasn't so afraid of my other friends, the Rabbanim, I would say the following. Amrinon milsa chadita. I'd say the new chiddush. That the hoda amrinon b'hanach mili, the asr lasus miktusha gdola, kedusha kawa. This isser of going from a higher level to a lower level, hainu kol zman shereuya l'kedusha gdola. That's when the item can still be used for the greater kedusha. Avam eina ruuya l'zeh. If it's no longer usable for the higher item, so then what's your other choice? To bury it? What's a bigger degradation? To bury it in the ground because it's now no longer usable, or to keep it in play with a lower level kedusha? Says the Taz, of course it's a mitzvah to use it for a lower level kedusha. So asks Rav Oshri, can this mantle of the Sefer Torah, which is no longer in use for a big Sefer Torah, because a big Sefer Torah, Chmano Litzlan, was burned, there's no other svarim in the Kovno ghetto now in liberation which he could put it on that would fit, can he cut it in half, use it for the smaller Sefer Torah, and use the rest for his Litzlan? No? You buy the Taz or no for this? Yeah? Any dissenting opinions? No? Says Rav Oshri, not so fast. Not so fast. Ulam nira lomar. De benidon didon ain't a domo with divrei Taz. Our case is not similar to the Taz's case. Why? Shere benidon didon yitachin, it's possible, ma'od, v'shtamish b'mi'il hazeh v'sefer Torah achar, ayde sheyach v'lesa odef. You could fold over, again, I don't know how to sew, maybe you do, but somehow you could re-engineer this big mantle by folding it over, sewing it up, doubling it over, so that you don't have to cut any of it off, and you could use it for a small Sefer Torah. He says, you can tuck it inside, you'll tailor it. It's still usable. It may not be so geschmack. It's going to look a little bit, no, off a little bit, right? But it's still usable. You just have to play with it. Bim Kani says, Yesh kano rada mikedusha. It's going down in kedusha if you don't do that, and you cut it off and use it for a kiss shel tefillin. L'chein nira tivada yesh laso zos. It's better to fold it over. V'ayidei tikin zeh v'shtamish b'melkul sefer Torah achar. Use it for a sefer Torah completely. V'asr lachto chesa odef l'shem asiyas kiss shel tefillin. He did not let the person use it for the kiss shel tefillin. A pretty strong chumra. A lot of these tshuvas we've seen, he's been very makel. This one he's machmer on, who shows the highlights of the kedusha of a sefer Torah should not be degraded even for a tefillin.